Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So have you seen the power outages in California?
Yeah.
In a preview of what it'll be like when we are officially Venezuela?
Well, it boggles my mind because Duke Energy's got that figured out. What do? You trim back the trees.
Well, see, that's the problem. Because I don't know, did you see this on Fox News yesterday? I know you guys run that constantly in the newsroom. The business owners, what they've done is the California utilities have shut the power off because this is like, you know, heavy fire season.
And Santa Ana winds.
Yeah, it's a lot of problems. And so anyway, to protect it from being catastrophic, they have shut down the power supply. Well, these businesses are like, all right, so that cost me $3,000 today, no telling tomorrow. I mean, they're talking to people who like, you know, own pizza shops and like, I can't run my restaurant. They don't care. So the problem is, and it's funny because they're telling them global warming, but that's not the problem.
No, it's not.
That's not the problem. The problem is they refuse to trim and cut back the underbrush for environmental reasons. And so that creates a risk. The fires can spread right on up that electrical pole to transform a big disaster. Excuse me. So they are having to shut down electricity. And no, they don't care if your business goes under. They just don't. I mean, this is it's just grinding stupidity.
Yeah.
There's no other reason.
Welcome to California.
Yeah. And okay, so Gavin Newsom is blaming decades of mismanagement at the utility.
I would say decades of mismanagement in the California legislature.
Yeah. Okay. It's, by the way, they're anticipating more months of this. So this is going to continue going on. But it's the utility's fault.
Welcome to the 18th century.
Yeah, welcome to California. You know? It's ridiculous. No, you can't cut the underbrush. Well, then how will we stop the fire from spreading? Well, I don't know. Find a way.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is what government out of control government regulation does. You know, there's this great, I don't know if you saw this. I loved this. There is this great column by Victor Davis Hanson today.
Oh, love him. He's brilliant.
Yeah. And he's writing about how we can't do stuff today.
Right.
And he's using, a lot of these examples come from California. And he says, we're living in a sort of dark age that we have technology far superior to what our, you know, forebears had, but yet we can't accomplish things they did. Mm-hmm. Listen to what some examples he says. Does anyone believe that contemporary Americans could build another transcontinental railroad in 6 years? Californians try to build high-speed rail, but after more than a decade of government incompetence, lawsuits, and cost overruns, constant bureaucratic squabbling, they had to give up. The result is a half-built overpass over the skyline of Fresno and not yet a foot of track laid. Who were those giants of the 1960s responsible for building our interstate highway system in 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
He goes on. Now, listen to this one. This is my favorite example. When California had to replace a quarter section of the earthquake-damaged San Francisco Bay Bridge, quarter, mind you, that's like, again, that's 25%, even in Common Core math, it turned into a near disaster with 11 years of acrimony, fighting, cost overruns. He said, yet 82 years ago, our ancestors built four times that length of our single replacement span in less than 4 years. It's been 11 years since it was, you know, damaged in the earthquake. Still not done. It took them just 2 years to design the entire Bay Bridge and award the contracts 82 years ago. Our generation required 5 years just to plan the replacement of a single section. And we have computers. That's the thing.
Yeah.
In inflation-adjusted dollars, we spent six times the money, inflation-adjusted, on one quarter of the length of the bridge and required 13 government agencies to grant approval. In 1936, just one agency oversaw the entire project.
Yeah.
Here's another one. California has not built a major dam in 40 years. Instead, officials squabble over the water stored and distributed by our ancestors who designed the California State Water Project. Contemporary Californians would have little food or water without these massive transfers, and yet they often ignore or damn, D-A-M-N, the generation that built the very system that saves them. America went to the moon in 1969 with supposedly primitive computers and backward engineering compared to today. Does anyone believe we could launch a similar moonshot today? No American set foot on the moon in 47 years, and it may not happen in the next 50.
Yeah.
I mean, he just stacks up, you know, example after example after example. Here's another one I liked. We've been fighting in Afghanistan for 18 years.
Yeah, there's another good one.
Our forefathers helped win World War II and defeat the Axis powers in four. See, that's what happens when the JAG attorneys let you fire at the enemy.
Yeah, that's... Well, and it's the rules of engagement that are always a problem. That it's was the problem in Vietnam as well.
It's not our Marines and soldiers.
No, sir.
Not
no, not at all.
The idiots running the operation.
Yes.
The people at the wine and cheese parties who are afraid someone will look down their nose at them if you know,
well,
we take a single civilian
I've
casualty.
I've said it before, and I will say it again. You go to war, and you kill the enemy.
Yes.
You blow everything up, and you kill the enemy, and you do not worry about collateral damage. That's why war is hell, and it should be. It should be the last thing you ever do. But when you do it, it should be done for total, complete victory over the enemy and nothing else. Otherwise, don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, so we've been there and it would tremendously. I mean, you want to talk about a backwater. You know what I mean? I don't even think Afghanistan had the technology the Germans did in World War II. And it's been 18 years, we have not won.
Maybe the technology the Kaiser had.
Yeah.
In World War One,
maybe. I don't know. It could be a stretch. We'd have to research that.
Yeah, but they did have AK-47s. So,
oh my God, here we go. Wildfire cease on Fox News right now prompts mandatory evacuations in California. Has anybody else noticed this is not really going on in any other state? I mean, there's fires from time to time. We've had them in the region, but you know, and they come and go. But I mean, like literally, California, they're literally shut down during wildfire season for no reason. Because they won't let them clear underbrush, literally on the theory that, well, you know, we need to leave nature the way it is.
Yeah. Might disturb a mouse or a snail darter or something.
Well, what about that successful mom and pop pizza shop that's been around for 25 years and just went under? How about we don't disturb that with mandatory blackouts? Oh, well, no, that's just a business. Okay. It just shows you how this country would be run if they were in charge. And it's not a pretty picture.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Texture writes, Terra technology isn't the issue. The problem is bureaucracy. Yeah, I mentioned technology only because our technology should make us able to do this much faster
and
than they
cheaper.
Did in the 60s. Yes. Texture writes, Terra, who wrote the article you were reading from about the Bay Bridge in California, that is Victor Davis Hanson. It's his column out this week. It's excellent.
Read his stuff, folks. If you ever want to read someone who has a great historical perspective of this country and a conservative outlook, and a true conservative outlook, Victor Davis Hanson, recommend him highly. Rush quotes him a lot, too.
Yeah. Texture rates. Let's see. I don't know what this person's talking about. Text writes, Tara, we are experiencing the death of knowledge. Yeah, he points that out in the piece, too. He says, you know, basically, does anyone think today's college grads know even half of what college grads knew in the 50s and 60s? And I'd say probably no. No, we just teach junk is what we do. Texture writes, and the irony is the Left Coast won't be able to use their electric/green cars when the power gets cut back.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. And the text writes, all those people with electric cars in California have to run out to Home Depot and buy a generator and a couple of gallons of gas so that they can change their cars up to get to work.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's if the Home Depot isn't shut down because
exactly,
there's a mandatory blackout.
Yeah, and if the gas station has any electricity so they can pump the gas.
Yeah. Text writes, oh, Lord, fire in California is just God preparing them for what is to come.
Oh,
I just read the text, Lauren, folks. Okay. I don't write it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hold on. Got to check my email. You know what's one of the worst? It's so frustrating. You ever get sucked into your email? Oh, this happens to me a couple times a day. And you wake up and you just look up and you've wasted half an hour because you got caught in something. Like, I don't know if you're like me, especially if you're a working parent. I have time targets I have to hit. Like, if I'm not done with the homework and the lunch is made and the dinner made and all the stuff done by a certain time, I mean, I got to hit time targets. Or it all falls apart. If I want to get to where I'll have time to prep for my show at the end of the day and get to bed on time so I'm not a zombie the next day. You have that, and then you just get, like, you hear one ping, and you're like, oh, better check that. Maybe it's from work, and then before you know it, you've been sucked into your email. And you don't know where the time went. Yeah, well, it's not just you. We waste 29 full working days every year. 29. Checking email, according to a new study. That's because we spend 2 hours a day on email. And one of those hours is totally unnecessary. I know. It drives me nuts. 2 hours a day on email. It's okay. So the other hour goes to rereading messages, checking for updates, and sending unnecessary messages. So if you work 230 days per year, that adds up to like 29 days wasted on your email. And if you add in the hour per day that's actually necessary, that means we spend 58 work days a year on email, almost 2 whole months every year. The study also found more than half the people say that the time they spend on email hurts their productivity. Yeah, you know why? It's because other people trying to look productive that you work with, sending out a bunch of unnecessary email, which drives me nuts. It's all right. So anyway, meanwhile, Greenville News, I got to hand it to them, has done a very good job of covering this. But there's still a problem here. And it's not just them. This is with all the media. We got new updated vape information. Vape death, vape illness. We haven't had anyone in upstate die yet, thank God, for a vaping-associated, you know, lung situation. But Greenville News reporting South Carolina saw the number of vaping-related illnesses double in a week from 12 to 24. Keep in mind, this is interesting. This is not going on in Europe. You know that, right? Like, this is not a problem in any other country but here. This vape illness situation. They took a look at it. Mayo Clinic put out the first major study on this earlier this week. And here's what they found. This was interesting. They said it's not the lipids. It is the THC cartridges. That 75% of the people who had died from this, because they're looking at biopsies, had done the illegal THC cartridges, like the black market ones. And the other 25%, they don't know, because they can only take the word of their patients. I mean, they have no way to know if you did it or not. So either those people didn't do it and they were doing something else, or they're just not telling the truth. It's hard to say. Is this not? I told you this in the beginning. I told you this is what it would be. There's no other explanation for why. I mean, how many years have we had, like, vape equipment available, vaping? And we've had problems with it. I mean, there was a while where, you know, some things were exploding. And I mean, there's been some problems. But overall, not really. And then all of a sudden, there's hysteria. And what did everybody do? This is what drives me nuts. The media was awful in how they covered this. Probably cost some people their lives. And let me tell you why. Because they were in such a hurry to go after it. Whenever something goes wrong, they think big corporate and I'm going to go after it. So they went after the vape industry. Well, the actual vape industry, like the stores where they sell it, like shop fronts, that's the only place that's regulated. And they went after them with a vengeance without bothering to get the details first, which, come on, isn't that how we do everything in this country now? Running around like a bunch of chickens with our heads chopped off like morons before we even get the details, we draw a conclusion. And what is it always pinned on in this country? It's either Trump's fault, corporation's fault, or it's the fault of some white guy. Right? And we don't need to know anything else, right? We don't need to know anything. We don't need any other details. Well, then we finally wait for the details to come out. We got it all wrong. So let's go after the vape industry. You know what I think this was about? I think that a lot of blue areas are fueled by cigarette taxes. And I think the vape industry was putting a hurt on that. And I think the left and the media and people like that desperately want to tax in a serious way the vaping industry is, you know, in the way that they do at really high confiscatory rates, the cigarette industry, because I think their coffers are dwindling. I think that's what this is about. And that's where the real media malpractice is, because look what the Greenville News uncovered. Let me read it to you. Most of the patients, this is in the upstate, right? We've seen vaping related illnesses double in a week from 12 to 24 in the upstate. So far, there have been 14 cases in upstate, 5 in PD, 3 in Lowcountry, 2 in the Midlands. And it's South Carolina that had, 12 to 24, and there were 14 in the upstate. So the most were here. Most of the patients reported using products containing, wait for it, THC. Man, when I first said this, people went wild on me on the text line. Yeah, it's black market stuff. Oh, and then the Mayo study, they said the problem was the sourcing that you've got. I mean, people would say, well, I used a vape, whatever. Where'd you get it? Well, some had bought them in like licensed vape stores, which are highly regulated by the FDA. Others had just got them online. So God knows where that came from. And then others had just bought them like black market. So when you say the vape industry, we're like, what industry? Black market? From China? Online? Where'd they ship it from? And that's the problem, and you can't pin it. Anyway, most of the patients reported using products containing THC. And again, by the way, everybody thought it was the lipids at first in those THC cartridges. It's not, according to the Mayo Clinic, their report on it. They thought that was it, too, that the lipids were getting people's lungs. It's not that. They say it's a chemical-like burn that is produced, in particular, by these THC cartridges. They're not sure what the chemical is. It's because that's not regulated. So, we don't know. It's, God knows what they put in there. You know what this is like? This is like fentanyl. Anyway, Greenville News writes, most of the patients reported using products, this is the South Carolina ones, using containing THC, a psychoactive component of marijuana, according to the CDC, which says the latest findings suggest those products play a role in the outbreak. Of course they do. What do? We went wild out the door. We're going to get to vape industry, man. We're going to get it. And you know what kills me about this? If the people reporting this cared about human life at all, I mean across the country, you know what the headlines would have read? Not take down the vape industry. They're killing everybody. Corporate, you know, CEOs making too much money. No, what it should have read was teenagers, warning, don't vape black market stuff. Don't stop. Put it down. Do not vape black market THC cartridges in vape equipment that you've bought from a legit dealer. Don't mix those two. We don't know what the problem is yet. It could cost you your life. Now, that would have been humane reporting. But no, they say, you get to vape industry. Let's downplay the THC thing. Folks, I mean, this was buried at the end of articles since the beginning. They still haven't warned teenagers not to knock it off. We ought to have public health messages in schools. Just telling people this is what these kids are dying from and getting very sick from and having permanent lung damage from. But that doesn't fit the political narrative, does it? We need a big, ugly corporation and some white guy at the top of it making too much money. Man, we will take them down. Texter writes, all the fake weed spice originally came from China. You know what I wonder? We may never know because they wouldn't admit it. I wonder if this is an immigration situation. Like the fentanyl is? The heroin laced with fentanyl, the fentanyl? Yeah, I wonder, and here's the thing, nobody wants to ask, where'd those cartridges come from? Where did they originate? And they're not reporting that. Even in Wisconsin, where they found thousands of them and arrested the dealers? All right, well, we got the dealers, where'd we get the cartridges from? I would not be surprised if they came over the border. I would not be surprised because they're not talking about where they came from. And that leads me to believe something's up with that. Texter writes, Nevada will enact a 30% tax on all vape products effective January 2020. I was just out there last week and found out. I'm not surprised.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hold on, I got to check my email. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah. 28 days, work days a year wasted checking email, Lee. I believe it.
Yeah. Well, when you consider that most of the stuff we're looking at is company email anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's you just got to wade through it to get to the important stuff, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So I got to tell you, I've got a new plan of attack. You and I have been discussing this for Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because in my family, my family all drives to my house. And I mean, last year they came from as far away as Maryland. And, you know, I just cannot nail the turkey thing. I can't do it. Now, my sides rock, okay? They come for the sides. But, you know, last year's turkey was particularly bad, right? So, I mean, I am not one to give in to defeat. If you've known me for the 5 years I've been here, I've wrecked. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I had 1 year I got the Bojangles turkeys. Those were pretty good.
Yeah.
But like, you know, in terms of actually making it, not taking it out of a plastic sealed thing, you know? So last year wasn't good. So I'm afraid the family will not want to regularly show up because it's a minimum 2 hour drive there and back for them. But the upside is I do all the cooking and all the cleanup, right? So
there is that.
But they still got to 4 hours and two. But I mean, I know they want a good turkey, right? And so my brother even posted online saying, oh, we love you. We'll come anyway. But, you know, I feel bad. So here's my plan of attack for this year. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. I found this thing called a roaster.
Yeah.
And I got the 5-star one off Amazon.
Okay.
Now, don't text me and say, hey, just put it in the oven with a bag. No. I know. I tried that. It didn't work. And it always ends up either like too dry or too, you know, like not evenly cooked.
Right.
Or it's just all wrong. So roaster is the only thing I haven't tried yet. So it was on sale on Amazon. I got the 5-star one.
Yeah.
And it says right on it, impossible to mess up.
Well.
Right there. Impossible to mess up. Now, normally I don't buy those sort of claims, you know, in the Amazon marketplace. But it did have 5 stars and over 600 ratings. So what they say is all I have to do is put it in, okay, close it. And turn it on.
Okay. Well, that's...
And they it comes with a chart. It's like if it's 24 pounds or 26, then cook it for this long.
Great.
So, and then all you do apparently is turn the dial to the time that it says in the instructions.
Good thing you don't live in California. With your luck, you turn the power off, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, it's California. You just you put the thing on a stick and put it in the backyard.
Yeah.
And then it ends up smoked, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, see, I was going to
smoke anything in California.
Well, I know, really, literally. Did you see? By the way, did you see Fox News live from California? We're standing here on the side of the highway. Everything's burning.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, yeah, and you don't even have to look to see, like, when, you know, when you see the shot, you don't even have to look to see what state it is. Oh yeah, of course it's California.
Yeah.
That's what nature does when you leave the brush in place. It renews itself by removing the brush because even Mother Nature can figure out the brush got to go.
Yeah.
So you either remove it yourself and don't have the fire, or Mother Nature will do it. There's only two options. Rolling blackouts, not one of those. Anyway, so this is my plan. So I bought the roaster. It came the other day. So I am soliciting roaster advice.
Mm-hmm.
For this, Texter writes, Bojangles turkeys are awesome. Stick with what works. Well, you know, they were, but then they changed, like, who they buy them from. They don't make them themselves. And they were not good. They just were not good. So last time, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I thought that what we could do was have, like, I would do one turkey in the roaster and then Rambo Loco would do one smoking and then he could be on the cell phone with you.
Yeah, okay.
Getting tips,
right? Yeah, we could do that.
Because what else do you have to do? Were you going to be out there like 9 hours or something? Would you tell me how long do you cook it?
No, actually, the size turkey that I make is usually takes about 4 or 4.5 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and you do too. That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. We've got dueling smokers.
Yeah.
Double barrel.
All right, texter writes, tear up brine at first. Oh, no. I did that 1 year. The whole thing tasted like funky, the brine mix, and I ended up, I kid you not, somehow, because you have to do it outside in a bucket, I ended up covered from head to toe in brine. It was literally a hazmat situation.
And there's still that place where the grass won't grow in the
right,
yard,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. I know. Yeah, as we had little ones then, you know, and I mean, it ended up splashed all over part of the yard. We yelled, don't run through there!
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got to wash the kids, too. It didn't help the turkey at all. Texter, oh, I didn't know they had this pre-cooked butter ball is the best.
Oh.
Just heat it up. All right, hold on. I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes. I know somebody out there knows how to perfectly roast a turkey, and they'll be on the text line telling me. Pre-cooked butter ball. Where do you buy that? Like at the grocery? Because maybe I'll do the second turkey that way.
Well, why don't you do a test turkey?
You
think? I mean, if all you got to do is stick it in there and just get a small one.
Yeah.
Get a small bird, do a test, and then bring it in, and Chris and I will let you know whether or not it's worthy.
You know, that's not a bad idea, because that's what I do with Chris. I have him eat it, and then like an hour or two later, I'll have some. Just because that way I know, like, if, you know, if listeners bring us stuff.
That
might
also help you with that extra content that management's wanting you to get on the website there, Tara.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, we could actually, you know, do Facebook Live or something there.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys trying my turkey?
Yeah.
And giving it an honest review. That
exactly.
would be funny. That would be funny. So I'm going for, like, you know, crisp, like a little crispy on the outside, that the skin with a little bit of
perfect.
Crisp,
yeah,
but moist
right.
on the inside.
Exactly.
I have never achieved that.
Yeah,
I never have.
Well,
never have.
Well, that's it's tough to do. That the smoking that I do, it usually works pretty good. That we usually accomplish that. But it does help. I do, quite honestly, always try to buy the butterball turkeys because generally they are better at being nice and juicy and not having to worry about it getting too dry.
Texter, so this is good. This is good news. I bought a roaster last year because my turkeys wouldn't fit in my oven and allow me to cook other items. Turkey was perfect. Texter writes, it's all in the basting, girl. Oh, I've bought that lie before, too. I have basted it. I've cooked it right side up. I've cooked it upside down. Yeah. I've cooked it in a bag. Every year, my listeners, this has been going on for like over a decade. My listeners tell me, try this. And I do. I take your suggestions. I have tried everything you guys have ever told me to do. I have never made a good turkey. Never have. So, texter writes, I've been smoking turkeys for over 30 years. It's the best. See, that's my other thought. It's like, if I could do one turkey in the roaster and my husband, as a backup plan, could do another turkey in the smoker, odds are okay one of them would turn out.
Yeah. Well, at least you, at least you double your chances.
You double your chances. See, because I mean, I do ham for Christmas and I rock that. I mean, my ham is to die for, right? But you can't really serve ham for Thanksgiving.
No, I mean, you could.
I guess I could, but it wouldn't be right.
It would be a side meat dish.
Would be anti-American.
No. It's okay.
Texter writes, your problem might be your oven. I got the weirdest oven. I swear. I've got this oven, like, when I leave my husband directions for how to cook the casserole I've made, you know?
Yeah.
I leave him directions like, okay, take it out after 50 minutes because it might cook to 55 this time or it might have to go the full hour. It could be done at 50. It's not consistent.
I have the same problem.
Yeah, so.
You know, whatever the temperature is, I have to back it off a little bit. And whatever the length of time is, I have to back that off a little bit. I don't know. It's like a, you know, a singularity in my kitchen there. It just has its own sense of time and heat.
Now, these texters want me to deep fry the turkey. I got to tell you, I don't feel good about that. I mean, when State Farm does commercials about deep frying turkeys, and the, you know what I mean? The fire.
They might drop your homeowner's policy.
I know. I don't feel good. Texter writes, pack up the whole family and show up at Lee's house.
Well, there is that too.
Yeah, see, we just haven't been invited. That's the problem. Texter writes, buy a smoker and let Lee cook. Wait a minute. Hold on. You're going to be up anyway, aren't you?
Well, listen, there's
Hold on. Let's go with this. What if I bought the smoker? Because you and I have been texting about this, kind of smoker. What if I bought it and the turkey and I just drop it off at your house?
Okay, well.
Maybe along with my husband. I might drop him off, too.
I'm going to be a little bit busy. Maybe you can get the turkey and Uber ride back to your place.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd come get get it.
Okay, all right.
Plus, my husband would love to get out of the house and, you know, get away from my family because we're all there, right? Yeah. We pile in on him. He's pretty stressed by the end of the day. I don't blame him. So, maybe I could drop my husband and the cooker off.
Well, you know, I got some extra real estate. We might be able to work that out.
Yeah, okay. I'm gaming this out because I am not going down in defeat this year, Lee. I've had it.
Tara takes on Turkey.
Yes, this goes on every year. It doesn't matter. I always fail. 4.5 hours to smoke a turkey. That must be one small bird. It is small, though. What size do you use?
I generally use about a 12 to 13 pound bird. Yeah. That's you know, and that usually, you know, feeds the folks that are there with minimal leftovers. I mean, there's usually some, but not a whole lot. There's usually about a dozen people at my place and then about a dozen at my wife's, the mother-in-law's place where we do another one. So.
Yeah, well, I just said this text. Oh, I can see this. 4.5 hours to smoke a turkey. That must be one small bird. It takes me 8 to 10 hours to smoke a turkey by 10 a.m. By 10 a.m., I'm usually pretty inebriated because there's not much better to do at 3 a.m. but drink while you wait. Well, if you're not going anywhere, as long as you're not going anywhere, yes. I don't want to have to do a segment on you. Yeah, wet smoker. That's what you did. You soaked the wood chips, right?
Yeah, you got to soak the wood chips because you're throwing them in on the charcoal. They got to, you know, you don't want them to go up in flames. You want them to smolder. That's the smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. Texter writes, if you deep fry a turkey, you'll never want it any other way. I keep hearing that. Well, okay. I'll tell you what, y'all. If the roaster doesn't work, we'll deep fry one. How about that?
A deep fry in 2020.
Yes, there you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't know, y'all. So I put in turkey fryer because it's like I'm getting a lot of feedback online and on the text line. It seems like the turkey frying is the best thing to do. At least you guys like it, but I don't know. The first thing that comes up is, of course, turkey fryers. The second thing that comes up is all the videos of stuff on fire from turkey fryers. Some of these are pretty catastrophic. Man, that thing really blows if it goes. Okay. So members of the Virginia Beach Fire Department giving the Virginian pilot a live demonstration of the danger of improper uses of a deep fryer. Okay, we're done here. We're done here. All right, Bruce, in Simpsonville, turkey advice, lay it on me.
Well, I'm a member of the Sacramento Barbecue Association. I judge barbecue contests. So if you ever want me to give you a rating, just let me know and bring by a sample. You bring it to my shop downtown Simpsonville, and I tell you, honest to God's truth. But how do you smoke yours? What kind of apparatus do you use?
Well, see, that's what I was texting back and forth this weekend with Lee because I was trying to, you know, I was trying to buy that stuff for Thanksgiving. What kind of smoker should I use? What do you recommend?
Well, all right. I used to use just a cheap offset made by Brinkman. I wasn't even shopping for it when I bought it, but it was on, you know, missing a part, so it was a really good price. And for years, that's what I smoked on. And first year, I got a big family, and we normally take two turkeys when we all get together. Mm-hmm. And I tried a turkey, and it turned out phenomenal. I've also done a turkey that where...
Wait, you said you fry it because you're a little...
No.
You don't, because I couldn't hear you. You're a little... Your phone... Can you get closer to your phone?
Yeah, well, I'm right on my phone. I would suggest, if you're going to get a smoker, something as simple, get you a Weber Smoky Mountain. You can do an 18 or 22. I have a 22. And this, it's not like the offset. I love the offset. I get a little more smoke flavor because I like a smoke flavor on my barbecue. More so than I think maybe some other people. But I will, I've used that Weber Smoky Mountain because I borrowed it from a buddy of mine, and I went ahead and got one. But you can get your DigiQ apparatus, and there's three ports at the bottom. You close the back two off. You put the adapter for the DigiQ fan on the front one, and you've got one vent on top, and you leave it wide open. You set your temperature, because you're going to cook with charcoal and lumps of wood. You set your temperature of what you want it to cook at, and you lay that on the at the grate. Then you put one of the probe in the meat, and you set that at 165, 160 for your meat or your turkey. And you put all that together, put some water in your pan, and forget about it till that thing starts going off. It's a real easy cook, and it turns out some phenomenal barbecue, whether you're doing turkey, butts, or whatever. Now, the other taste you can get is what kind of rub you put on it. You know, I will, on a turkey, I'll put a rub on the outside of the skin, but I will lift that skin off that breast and put pats of butter under there. And it will be one smoky, moist, delicious bird.
That's what Lee says.
It's set to, it is. It is awesome good. Frying's good, too. I do both, but love that smoked turkey, and it's really moist.
Okay, so you say a Weber Smoky Mountain. I had to write this down fast. 18 or 22 with the offset?
No, the offset's a different type.
Oh, so cross that offset, out. Okay.
That's a stick burner. It takes a lot more attention to keep your – a lot of them, when you get them dialed in, will hold that temperature within a 10-degree margin. But that's a little more advanced. It takes a little more time. When I went over to Smoky Mountain, I so used to cooking on an offset stick burner that I'd go out there and check the temp, go out there and check. And I didn't have to. It was right on 250. It stayed there. Didn't vary 5 degrees. But you got a fan at the bottom that when it needs air, it gives it air. And when it don't need air, it cuts off.
Air's important.
But, I mean, it's, well, yeah, I mean, that's a set it and forget it type of smoke.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay, cool. So, yes, because my plan right now, and I appreciate it. I've taken notes here, and I appreciate that a professional like Bruce is contacting me. Thank you, Bruce. So I just got to take notes here, and I'm going to drop the smoker and my husband off at Lee's house. He just doesn't know it yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.